This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
Well, this is Betting Weekly Extra Time, Europa League and Europa Conference League edition. You're with Dan Roebuck and returning RJ, Steve Wiss and Will White. Huge shake-up in the futures market with Liverpool's 3-0 home defeat to Atalanta last time out. Steve, Atalanta were 20-1. They're now plus 450. That is the biggest movement in the futures. We did highlight Atalanta earlier this season. We thought our race was going to be run when they drew at Anfield, and it still could be. Who knows? But what do you make of the futures as it stands at the moment? Leverkusen new favourites.
It was a result which sent shockwaves through the outright market. It was weird because I actually didn't see a single minute of the action at Anfield live. I was watching all the other games that I had bets in, and I kept getting messages through saying, what the hell's going on at Anfield, and et cetera, et cetera. And I was watching the score, and I fully expected them to come back, as you do. But 3-0 to Atalanta, unbelievable. I don't think anyone really saw it coming. I think we were incredibly lucky not to cash with both teams to score yet. Mm. I just can't believe what happened there. Dan, it just shows you in sport anything is possible at times. Leverkusen now fully deserving favourites. They've got the Bundesliga in the bag. They can pretty much focus on this competition in the German Cup final now. And they're in a very strong position in this outright market.
RJ, your thoughts on the futures at the moment? Leverkusen top the betting, Steve was pointing out there. Roma were big movers as well, having beaten Milan away from home in the first leg in that all Serie A clash. What are your thoughts heading into these games in the quarterfinals?
Yeah, I missed most of these games, to be honest, as it was during the day on Thursday. I ended up catching highlights, and I saw the chat at Atalanta, and I was like, what? I'm like, am I still drunk from my trip, or is that a real scoreline? 3-0? No, but I like Roma at plus 700, but Leverkusen to me, it's plus 110. It's the obvious favorite, but, unbeaten domestically, unbeaten in European competition, champions of the Bundesliga for the first time ever over the weekend, riding high. I don't see that changing. They have to be they are the clear favorites. And to me, that's why I put my money on, even at that short of a price for a future.
Yeah. Just over even money. Will, what was your take from those first legs last week?
It was actually my birthday last Thursday. So following the game either. And I got the shock of my life when I saw
Looks good for 54.
I'm not going to say how old I am. But we had both teams to score in that game. And then I looked at the stats and I couldn't believe it was Liverpool that let us down. But we do have Atalanta and Leverkusen at big, big prices in the outright. We highlight it every show. Well, I do. and now we've got the two big favourites. So it might be time to start looking for a hedge. But currently, right now, I don't really see any value in any of the other teams. So I'm happy with what we've got. Very happy, in fact.
Yeah, hedging is for gardeners, as Nigel always says. Mm-hmm. Let's get some match previews because we've got a fair few picks to get through, both for the Europa League and indeed the Conference League. Atalanta-Liverpool we will start with. 3 p.m. on Thursday, as all of the Europa League games are. Atalanta plus 380, Liverpool minus 162. Liverpool without winning three now. Steve, shouldn't we just be laying Jurgen Klopp's side? Shouldn't we just be with Atalanta somehow? Why are the odds framed as they are? Is no one taking Atalanta seriously?
I think it's because Liverpool are very likely to win this game, Dan. Let's be brutally honest. This is the bet I'm going to go with is over 3.25 goals at minus 127. And it's a goal line. I would happily take over 3.5 as well at a decent price. And the goal line might even kick off at 3.75. Liverpool have to score at least three goals to have any chance of progressing for a start. So, 3-0 could be possible. I personally think if they are to take this to extra time, they're going to have to score more than three. We did see a team come back from three goals down in the Conference League of the previous round. Shout out to Olympiakos again. Still in my brain for that. It can happen. I just Atalanta, they're not a bad side, but they're not 3-0 winning at Anfield good, are they? And they shouldn't have won 3-0. It was a harsh scoreline on Liverpool, really. I think what's changed now, I think Liverpool will give it absolutely everything here. Obviously, they rested players in the first leg, things like that. But the Premier League title race might now be done for them. Manchester City will probably win every game. That's what they do. Jurgen Klopp will know that. So, yeah, they're going to have to throw the absolute kitchen sink at Atalanta. And Atalanta will get chances on the break. We saw their style is dangerous. They will create some big chances here and probably get on the score sheet as well. So just for me, absolute obvious no-brainer over. Immediately, as soon as it ended 3-0, I was thinking I'm going to get on the overs next week in this, whatever the goal line is. And it's 3.25. It's lower than I thought it should be. So at minus 127 at the current price, I would even bet over 3.5 at, say, I don't know, minus 110. Because I think Liverpool go absolutely hell for leather to try and turn this around. And you know what? I'm not ruling them out. If this ended something like 4-1, I wouldn't be shocked.
They're 4-1 to qualify, incidentally. Atalanta minus 770 to make it through to the semis. The over line for 3.5 is plus 102, last I looked. Will, you're of a similar thought here, aren't you, when it comes to this particular game?
Yeah, I think with Liverpool losing over the weekend, and I think they're going to put all their eggs in the basket of this second leg. And the line is really confusing. Liverpool games generally go off on 3.5, 3.75 line these days. Like that's just how kind of high press, high energy attacking they are. 3.89 combined XG in the first leg. How Liverpool didn't score, I'll never know. And then Klopp's going to get them super fired up with his heavy metal football right from the first whistle, like Steve says. So, you know, Atalanta themselves, I certainly wouldn't write them off getting on the score sheet again. They've got some very dangerous weapons to hit Liverpool on the break, or if they manage to nick the ball through their pressing, the likes of Koop, Miner, Schmacker, and De Catalara, all more than capable of punishing what will be already a susceptible Liverpool defence, but perhaps more susceptible than normal. So, yeah, I'm with Steve on this. Over 3.25 minus 127. And I wouldn't write Liverpool coming back off either.
And we've also got a prop bet here, Will, that you've highlighted that you think could be some value.
Yeah, Dominic Szoboszlai, over 0.5 shots on target, plus 105, so plus money for him to have one or more shots on target. We all know Liverpool have to attack here. He didn't start the first leg, but I suspect he'll start here and he'll probably start as the most advanced of the trio of Liverpool midfielders, unless they go with a 4-2-3-1, which they could do with Jota now back. He's pacey, direct, box-to-box midfielder who's involved in a lot of the good things that Liverpool do. He loves a shot from outside of the box and often arrives late in the box to get on the end of through balls or second chances. Great ingredients for his shot on target prospects, in my opinion. And the stats really also back his chances up. 0.58 shots on target per 90 this season for Liverpool, which is quite good. But last season with Leipzig, 1.03 shots on target per 90. 0.87 the season before that. But his production was as high as 1.84 shots on target per 90 for Red Bull Leipzig in the 2019-20 season. So even if we take the lowest of that range, the 0.58, perhaps the most relevant as well, given it's the only season with Liverpool, the 0.58 per 90 this season, that justifies a bet at plus money on Dominic Szoboszlai to have one shot on target or more.
Do we think Liverpool will qualify? Anybody? Do we think Liverpool will qualify? I mean, look, I'm not saying you want to back them at 4-1, but do you think they will?
I'm not ruling them out because, you know, this is a team I think that they will prioritise this competition. Now, if they were only 2-0 down, I would actually definitely say with quite a bit of confidence they would qualify. Mm. But they may well need, because you can go there and win 2-0 or 3-1. 3-0 is tough. Atalanta do have a strong home record, but they're only sixth in Serie A. And if Liverpool get a couple of goals, they're going to be feeling the heat. It's like it could get really exciting. Look, statistically and logically, you've got to say Atlanta probably hold on just.
Okay. West Ham versus Leverkusen next, again, 3 p.m. Thursday, Eastern. West Ham plus 275. Leverkusen were minus 113. They're now minus 127. So there's been some support for the new Bundesliga winners. First time in their history that they've claimed the title. West Ham are 8-1 to qualify, RJ. I mean, you know, we've seen the pictures with, you know, Xabi Alonso doused in beer, and I presume the squad have had their fair share of, but I mean, maybe they haven't, maybe it's just the pictures, but some of them might have had a drink or two. I mean, is this a good time for West Ham maybe to catch Leverkusen, do you think? Could they turn it around at home?
I don't believe so, Dan, to be truthful. I think this side hasn't really shown any kinks in the armor, and I don't expect them to. I expect them to continue their remarkable run here of unbeaten streak. And, you know, they're up 2-0 from the first leg. Head over to London Stadium. You know, West Ham's form has been mixed. 2 wins in their last 6 Premier League games. They had a notable comeback against Freiburg in the round of 16. You got Miguel Antonio, Thomas Suchek. They're going to be crucial. Jared Bowen is out due to injury for West Ham, as well as Lucas Paqueta and Emerson. They play a dynamic game, right? They're a pretty tricky side, and they focus on defense organization and quick transitions. So, you know, Xabi Alonso, they remain undefeated, as I said, across all competitions. And, you know, they have a slew of talent. They're not going to get into, everybody knows. They will be without Nathan Tella, Adam Hložek due to injuries. Slightly affect the lineup, but nothing concerning. You know, this fixture, this was the first European meeting between West Ham and Bayer. And Bayer Leverkusen have a strong record against English teams, having lost at home, having not lost at home in 7 European games. And, you know, they're on the road, obviously, for this one. It's basically going to be a battle between Miguel Antonio and Jonathan Tah on the Leverkusen back line. You know, his physical presence could hold up, could be vital for this. But, you know, you got Thomas Suchek versus Zaka. And I think Leverkusen just are too strong. They have a 2-0 buffer. I don't expect them to exert too much. I expect them to sort of just expand the field of play. Try to just press a little bit against West Ham, but kind of remain conservative. So because of that, I like the under here, under 3 at minus 127. I think they're just going to reserve that comfortable lead, and you know, you could see a quiet game, in my opinion here. That's the hope.
Leverkusen to shut out West Ham and go through under 3 goals is minus 127. Leverkusen, I've only been offered at a bigger price. I make it this season. I don't know if you've looked at this, Will. 3 times at a shorter price, and that's against the other Champions League place teams in Germany. There seems to be a lot of respect for West Ham in that price. I mean, what do you make of the money line here? Do you see Leverkusen going off even shorter? They have been backed over the last hour, and we're recording Monday lunchtime.
I think it's another example of a game where they don't need to win, and the market like weights that heavily, right? By probably around a quarter of a goal, this line probably would be minus 3/4. Otherwise, money came for West Ham in the first leg, plus 1.25, some late money, I think probably because they went full strength, just confirmation they were going to go full strength. But as RJ says, Paqueta is a huge miss here, as well as Jared Bowen. So I think Leverkusen should be shorter, yeah.
I don't think it's, I don't know if you know, Steve, it's never, a team has not gone unbeaten throughout the season in Europe if they've played in Europe. So that's like domestic cup, domestic league and European football. I don't think it's ever been done before. I mean, I know teams have gone through domestically unbeaten, but for a side that's been involved in European football as well, I don't think it has been done. We'll have to look at the record.
This might be one. Initially, I was thinking this might be a match that they could lose but still go through. But
I backed West Ham 1.5 last week. And
if Jarrod Bowen was fit, I think Jarrod Bowen is a massive player for West Ham. Is he officially definitely out of the game? Because he was questionable on the Fantasy Premier League over the weekend. I know that.
Yeah,
obviously, you know, Paqueta's out. Calvin Phillips is ruled out as well. Big blow.
Well, that's a plus, isn't it, for West Ham if he's not playing?
A big blow.
I know. That's He's the Yorkshire Perlow.
For who?
I quite like this under as well from RJ. I think Leverkusen.
I like it. I think it's just, yeah.
And I could see this being like a one-all draw, maybe.
It's interesting because Leverkusen, they get lots of plaudits, but I think if you play them unders, you're not too far away on that three line. Marseille, Benfica. Sorry, yes.
I was going to back up your point, actually. I think it's really interesting what you say about has a team ever gone domestic and European competition undefeated the whole season? I don't think it's happened.
No,
but I tell you, who will know whether it's happened or not? And that'll be Xabi Alonso. And if it hasn't happened, he will want it to happen. He's that kind of guy, a details guy. He'll know, and I wouldn't write off because the market's already adjusting. Look at this weekend, Leverkusen going away to Dortmund. Dortmund's a fairly strong favourites there. Leverkusen should be, right, all things considered. But given they've won the league, the market's massively over-adjusted here, and it's kind of saying, well, Leverkusen aren't going to be motivated domestically for the rest of the season. Well,
they might
knowing Xabi Alonso, yeah. I would question that.
Interesting. Yeah. Marseille Benfica next for us again Thursday 3 p.m. Marseille +138, Benfica +185. The boys are on the right side of the result in the first leg in Lisbon. Steve, with that Benfica win, Marseille didn't play at the weekend. Obviously, French Football Association gave them the weekend off. All the sides involved in European football. You're not tempted though to fade Marseille again here. You've got an overs unders play for us, but you're not tempted to go with Benfica. Because you make a good case for you know, the fact that Marseille's mini renaissance was against clubs that weren't particularly good.
No, I actually think Marseille win inside 90 minutes. I think they've got one more performance in them this season, and this could be it. This is their whole season's on the line now. I know they're still in the mix of finishing like seventh or whatever in France, but that Marseille want really Champions League or nothing. This is all eggs into this basket. They have had a whole week to prepare for it. Not that I think it's a huge advantage because Benfica have just beaten someone easy in the Portuguese league. But it is nice that you can focus on a whole game for a week, I think, you know, get themselves really riled up for it. The bet that I like is over 2.75 goals at -118. Now, Benfica, I thought in the first leg, dominated as we thought they would for a good 50 minutes, an hour. But it's quite alarming how vulnerable they looked defensively. I think whenever Marseille came forward with purpose, I was quite concerned as a Benfica backer that Marseille would score. And eventually they did get a goal from Aubameyang. It was a well-taken goal. And I think that goal just given them belief and given them some life. On another day, they might have even nicked an equaliser. Benfica fully deserved the win first leg, but they showed some defensive vulnerabilities that perhaps they've shown in the Portuguese league this season. Perhaps that's why they didn't do as well in the Champions League. You know, it a little bit concerns me that they shut out to lose 0-0 in an away game to go through. They won 1-0 at Ibrox. But I think they're a little bit fortunate. If you look at the stats and the metrics in those games, I think they should have been conceding goals. And I think Marseille, like I say, are going to go for it here. I don't see it being 1-0. I think Marseille have too many gremlins defensively themselves. Benfica should get on the score sheet. And once they get on the score sheet, you know, it's hell for leather. Chances probably at both ends. And, you know, if we get the same pattern of play in that first leg, this should go comfortably over, really. And, you know, if Marseille have got a bit of fight in them, the home crowd will be behind them. There's no away fans allowed. Maybe, just maybe, they can get this match to extra time. Something crazy like 3-2 even could happen, even though they are the inferior team. So I think the goal line stands out over 2.75 goals at -118. I would have this goal line at 3 personally, especially as it's second leg. And I think it should be quite an entertaining match down at the Velodrome, Dan.
Overs, we like 2.75 is the line. -118 is the price. Let's head off to Conference Corner, shall we? Futures chat before we get three plays when it comes to the Europa Conference League. Villa +135, Fiorentina +225. These are the futures prices. Club Brugge at 8-1 with Fenerbahce 9-10s bar those. We had three home wins, Steve, last week. So those teams have shortened that managed to win. Any takeaways from those quarterfinal first legs in the Conference League?
Don't think there were too many surprises, were they, really, if we're being honest? I think it went pretty much as we expected. You know, I Lille have given a good account of themselves. I think Villa, look, we all know Villa are the team to beat. I mean, we just seen at the weekend and them against Arsenal, they've got a really great manager tactically. He's won this, you know, European tournaments before. I think it's in their hands, really. So I wouldn't want to be fading Villa in the top half of the drawing. Yeah, Fiorentina, to be fair to them, I don't think they're that great, but they should make the final in the bottom half, if we're being honest.
Yeah, and I mean, they dominated against Victoria Plzeňa in that first leg. RJ, futures-wise, anything catch your eye?
Yeah, I mean, this is probably not a play for the weak-hearted here, but I like Pauk from Greece. I think they could win in advance here against Bruges, and who knows? I mean, Fiorentina's if they advance past Plzeň, right, the Czech side, which they probably will, it'd be interesting. But I think Pauk could make some noise here and maybe advance. Villa, you got to wonder, right? They're sitting in the final Champions League spot in the Premier League, three points.
Is this
ahead
David Villa or Aston Villa?
Villa. Aston Villa.
Villa. Aston Villa. Villa.
Villa.
Villa.
Yeah, sorry, Villa. The old Villa there. And then, you know, plus 135. You know, it's probably appropriate, right?
We've got Aston Villa on side, I think, at some stage, haven't we, Will? Did we put
Yeah, I think plus 350, yeah.
Thoughts, Will? Outright, anything?
I mean, I think it's a solid result for Villa. I wish they'd held on to the 2-0 win, but I'm a bit concerned about this away trip to Lille, but we'll get on to that.
We will do, because Will has got a play in that game. Ahead of that, though, we're going to go to RJ's play in Fiorentina against Victoria Plzeňa, which is a 12:45 Eastern kickoff on Thursday. 0-0 the first leg. I just looked at some stats before we came on air, and Fiorentina really should have won the game, but it was 0-0. We are recording, RJ, ahead of Fiorentina's home game against Genoa tonight. Good result for Plzeňa at the weekend, beating Slavia Prague, but there's not been too many goals around when they've played recently. Talk us through your pick.
Yeah, I like the look of under here as well. Under 2.75 goals at minus 130. They had to Florence for their second leg after a 0-0 draw in the first leg. Fiorentina, you know, have a very solid defensive record, but they've struggled to convert chances into goals. That's plain and simple. They have key players like Lucas Martinez Quarta, Cristiano Baraghi are pivotal in both defense and in initiating attacks for Fiorentina. They tend to play a balanced style, right? They focus on maintaining possession. They're a pretty patient side. Plzeňa, on the other hand, they've shown resilience in European competitions. As you said, they had a strong result over the weekend. They have a top scorer, Thomas Churi. He's going to need to provide the offensive spark for them, but they're generally, again, a more cautious side away from home, and they look to exploit counterattacking opportunities. So expect two cautious sides, two defensive-minded sides. You know, I think with the 0-0 draw, it's all to play for here. Fiorentina are the heavy favorites, minus 225 or depending on where you look, 227. And, you know, I just have a hard time seeing anything else other than, say, like a 2-0 type win. Fiorentina, I do expect them to get on the board. Interesting matchup, Arta Cabral against that Plzeňa defense led by Lucas Hyja. Midfield battle, Castrovia versus Pavel Buka of the Czech side. So it's going to be an interesting match. I think both sides, you know, outside of the line being favoring Fiorentina, I think the Czech side here will hold their own. I think it's going to be a tightly contested match for the most part, but I think the tactical adjustments made by Fiorentina will be too strong, and they will overcome this 0-0 first leg deficit, so to speak, and they will advance.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it'll be a very similar game to the first one, and unders is a good play under 2.75 is the line minus 130 is the price. Let's get to Lille against Aston Villa then with Will, 12:45, an earlier kickoff on Thursday. Lille plus 140, Aston Villa plus 190. I mean, there's going to be an awful lot of recency bias, I think, here, Will, given Villa's second half performance against Arsenal. They did win the first leg 2-1. I thought when they conceded, I thought quite like the look of Lille here. But Villa really caught the eye and were brilliant against Arsenal the week. I mean, do we play Villa? Do we play Lille? What do you think is going to happen? What do you like?
I actually lean Lille on in terms of the matchup on the Tino bet line. Would be much more tempted if the price was closer to minus 110. It's currently hanging at minus 130 or something like that.
Do you think Villa are going to be bet, though? Do you think Villa will be bet? You know, it's like, you know, they've just beaten Arsenal at Emirates.
Well, I don't know. Opening line for the first leg was Villa minus one. Got bet. Lille got bet to plus 3/4. So if you extrapolate kind of 0.375 of a goal home advantage both sides, that gets you 3/4. So the draw no bet of that logic is the right line. I think Villa would probably be bet if it got to plus quarter of a goal, Villa plus a quarter. But draw no bet, I see the only play here on the draw no bet line is Lille, personally. But what's more interesting to me, actually, Lille won the XG battle in that first leg. So the underlying data suggests they are actually the better team in that first leg. What stands out more to me, though, is that the line makers have thrown up another over under 2.5 quite lazily here. They got punished in the first leg, and I think they'll get punished again here. I'm going over 2.5 minus 125. Was a healthy 2.66 combined XG and 11 shots on target in the first leg. Lille have to attack here. And last week, Steve and I spoke about how they have the weapons to expose that Villa high line. Obviously, Villa also have the players to hurt Lille in transition, the likes of Watkins, Bailey and Diaby. Everything does seem to point to overs here, if you look at the matchup for me. But the one concern is, does Emery revert to type and kind of revert to a much deeper defensive line, given that they have the lead and knowing the danger of those Lille weapons, you know, the Jonathan Davids and the Grzegorzevs on the counter or in transition? If Emery sets that defensive line, it completely changes the dynamic of the match, in which case overs would be problematic. But I think, you know, even given that risk, I think it's worth the play here. I think the line should be 2.75, maybe even 3. So yeah, over 2.5, minus 125 for me. And a lean Lille on the Drono bet.
Like it. Pau Klubbrugge, lastly, with Steve, 3 p.m. later kickoff on Thursday. Pau Car, minus money favourites. Just Belgians won the first leg. Pau didn't play at the weekend. That might be a little bit of an advantage. I don't know. Steve, what do you think?
Just going back to the Lille game, Dan. By the way, Lille, they didn't play the weekend. They've had a whole week to prepare for the Villa fixture. And it's such a shame, you know, that's a quarter-final. I think that would be a brilliant final, Lille versus Villa, wouldn't it? Winner of that will win the competition, I think, whoever gets through on the night. But I'm focusing on Pau Kyr against Club Brugge, or Brugge, however you pronounce it. You're the expert there, Dan. Pau, straight on the money line. Minus 106. Really confident in this one. As soon as I saw this tie drawn out of the hat, my immediate thoughts were this is going to be 2 home wins. And I probably would have been on Club Brugge last week, but the price wasn't that attractive. And they just
you're allowed to say Brugge. Come and join the hipsters. You're allowed to say Brugge. I can
for me, it's always Brugge.
I can sense that you want to say it. It's absolutely fine. Mm-hmm.
I don't. I think Bruges sounds a lot smoother and silkier. But they changed their manager. I mean, Ronnie Dyler got the boot. I didn't think they were that bad, were they? They were doing okay in the league and they've gotten this far. And a bit of a strange one. Nicky Hayen has taken over, caretaker manager. Don't know much about him, to be honest. I think this is his first major head coach role, certainly at this level. And the interesting thing is he's not actually managed a game outside of Bruges yet. 3 home matches, and the one away game was against a team called Cercle Brugge, if that's how you pronounce them. So this, he's in for a rude awakening now. This is his first ever away game, proper away game. is going to be at PAOK, and this is a tough place to go. Like, seriously, I wouldn't fancy going here. The crowd are going to – the stadium here is really intimidating. The loads of noise. You know, the players are going to be probably woken up the night before by fireworks at the hotel, that sort of thing. That these Greeks are going to give it everything. And it's quite clear in the first leg, they just played. They didn't mind losing a tight game, 1-0. It was a very low XG game, and not many chances were in it. But PAOK are playing the long game here. They knew they were at home in the second leg. They did this against Dinamo Zagreb. They lost 2-0 against Zagreb away, and then they came back to beat them 5-1. That's a pretty good win. And they are, you know, they're one game behind in the Greek Super League table. If they win that, they'd be top of the Greek league. I said at the start of the season, the Greek league and the Turkish league are definitely improving this season. And PAOK can't be underestimated whatsoever. I certainly think they take this at least to extra time. And I actually think they're a slightly better team overall anyway. If it was a neutral venue, I would slightly make PAOK favourites. Certainly at home against this Club Brugge side, I think they'd get the win. So -106 straight on the money line. I'm really strong on this one, Dan. I'm really fancy this team. And I think I agree with what RJ said at the start of the show. If it was PAOK against, say, Fiorentina, I think they'd give a good account of themselves. I'm not saying they'd go through, but they're not that bad at all. And certainly think, I hope they win in 90 minutes, but I hope they go through as well.
That is the final pick when it comes to the conference selections. Let's get the best bets from the boys across the two competitions on Thursday. Will, what's your best play in the conference and the Europa Leagues this week?
Actually, just regarding Steve's bet, the PAOK bet, Club Brugge, I'm just looking at it now. It looks like they're missing three players through suspension. Thiago, who I believe is their top scorer, I'm not 100% on that, but I think he is. He misses the next this PAOK game, as well as De Kuyper and Michele. I think that's correct. And if so, it just adds to Steve's case. But best bet of mine is Atalanta-Liverpool over 3.25.
RJ, what's your best play?
Yeah, just to add quickly, too, I like PAOK. I almost took team total of a 1.5. I can't recall what the price was, but I think that's a decent spot here. Best play under 3, Leverkusen. And I just want to make a correction. I stated in the Fiorentina match that the forward line would be led by Cabral. That was my notes are a little outdated. He's on Benfica, so I want to make a correction before I get crucified in the comments. Nicolas Gonzalez, Beltran, the Argentina duo, they will lead the attack for this Fiorentina side. But yeah, best bet under 3, Leverkusen, -127.
Steve?
Yeah, I think best bet Marseille Benfica over 2.75 goals for me.
There we go. That wraps up Betting Weekly Extra Time, Europa League and Conference League edition. Many thanks to Steve, Will and RJ. We'll be back, of course, when the semi-finals take place. You can stay up to date with all of the content from the Betting Weekly team on our YouTube channel. From all of us for now, though, it is goodbye.